Hello, John. My name is Sue Cressman, and I am the vocalist on Survive.
Yes, and tell me a bit about the song "Survive." I know this has come out of some sort of personal circumstances for you, hasn't it?
It certainly did, John. What actually happened was my husband and myself put our head together and said, we'd really love to do something to help breast cancer patients and give them inspiration to help them on recovery during that time. I myself had had breast cancer twice in my life. I've been a businesswoman for many years, but breast cancer for me sort of changed my life. And I wanted to try and give hope and encouragement to someone who is facing that problem. And that's how the original Survive came about. It was listened to by a wonderful promoter of records from way back when, Stephen Collier. And he said, this is great. It needs a backing track. I know. Let's talk to Ian Wherry, who was Elaine Page's music director and, of course, David Essex, and has been for 30 years. So what a great pedigree. This guy put this wonderful backing track to our song, and Survive was born in the original state.
And just sort of going back to your diagnosis of breast cancer, two times breast cancer survivor. What I mean, what sort of goes through your head, and how do you sort of feel as you get that diagnosis as a doctor perhaps tells you those words? How was it for
Well,
you?
the first time I was very young. I was only 33 years of age. So it came as a bit of a shock because there was certainly no history in my family. I'd been working all over the UK and in the United States at the time. So I was dashing around. And I just thought at the time, John, that I was tired. I didn't feel a lump in the shower, but us ladies do get lumpy bumps and things, certainly in our breasts. So I thought it was just normal. But then the lump wouldn't go, so I thought better get it investigated. Sadly, the investigation didn't go quite to plan, and for 10 months I was misdiagnosed until again I went off to the United States, did some work over there, and was taken quite poorly. It was then it was diagnosed. I got myself back on a plane straight away to the UK and had an operation of which they confirmed it was cancer. And I had 10 months of recuperation in a hospice of all places, which was a bit scary, but I have to say, all through my life, I've been a very positive person. And I knew that I was going to get through this. And I absolutely got it by the horns and said, right, let's tackle you. And I do believe that's the only way you can get through these things.
Yes, sort of tackling it head on and positivity. And I suppose I know sort of music and singing and dancing and acting, that sort of thing, has always been something that you've had a passion for. So did that sort of help you through it at all, do you think?
Well, yes, John, I have to say it was a secret ambition of mine to sing. I've been a dancer years, many years ago, but singing had always been my love. But because I had a business, I'd sort of put it to the back burner until some years back, a couple of years back actually, I was talking to a friend from the BBC and they were putting a special choir together. And this special choir, she didn't tell me exactly what it was going to be entailing, but she said, I'd love your story, Sue. Because we're putting a choir together, and all these people who are in the choir have to have had serious health issues like you, been injured any conflict in the military, or had mental health issues. And I said, well, why do you need me? Yeah, I just need your story. She didn't ask if I could sing. So I just went along to give them my story. When I opened the doors of the audition, it was like an X Factor audition. I couldn't quite believe it. And it was quite fun because my friend at the back just said, I just need your story. You can go in a minute. All right? She said, what do you want me to do? She said, just sing something a cappella for 30 seconds. I did. And she stood at the back of the room with the mouth open. She said, "Well, you didn't tell me you could do that." And in actual fact, my response was, "Well, you didn't ask." So was a funny thing. And the choir became Gospelability, which I was invited to be in, and it sang at the royal wedding.
Wow. I mean, that just, you know, that's beyond your wildest dreams, you know, maybe as a child, sort of that secret ambition. You probably in a million years didn't think you'd even be singing at a royal wedding.
No, not at all. I mean, it was just a bit before, and it was in the Windsor Guildhall where Prince Charles and Camilla got married. But it was televised on BBC One show, live, and oh my goodness, my life completely changed as soon as I was picked for that particular show. And I even met Kylie Minogue, and of course, Kylie Minogue and myself have something in common. We both had breast cancer.
Okay, so did you get to have a conversation with Carly? And
very brief, but yes, she was delightful.
So that's always great when you meet sort of you know, celebrities, and you know they are down to earth and nice people. It's always great, isn't it, when you sort of have a chat with them and they're sort of on the same level as you.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely, and it's again very inspiring. Because you know that these people aren't just on the television for you to see. They are actual people who suffer the same as us.
And when you got to meet Carly, were you starstruck?
I was pleased to meet her. And yes, of course. I mean, she's such a little dot. And again, we have another thing in common. We're both blonde and we're both the same size. She kept looking at me as I just say, I think Carly, what I'm going to look like in about 10 years.
I mean, you know, Carly has done so well for herself in the sort of the 80s in Neighbours, and then the pop career, and the fact that, you know, she's still releasing songs today is just testimony, I think, for her.
Indeed, and I released my first single at age 60, so rather strange, really.
You're never too old to release a song, I think.
Well, we hope not.
And how is your health at the moment, then?
My health is great. I mean, I've had some trials and tribulations over the years, but no, I'm perfectly fine, and I hope to stay that way, John, you know? Mm. And it's this song, which has been my inspiration as well, and has given me a lot to do during lockdown, of which I'll explain in a little while. Mm. But yeah, if I can inspire someone else who's going through this in the first stages, it's frightening, but you've got to keep going. It's a long road.
And I suppose sort of sharing your story is very important, because you know there are people that are in the sort of the same situation and may not know where to turn. As you said, it's a scary situation, and to sort of hear your story, it could be an inspiration for somebody.
Well, I do hope so. That's what the whole thing of survivors to do.
So the lockdown then, and the whole COVID-19 thing, how's that been for you?
Well, it has been rather strange. I'm actually by trade a hotelier, so you can imagine that lockdown has been rather different for us. We have a 49-bedroom hotel that is completely and utterly shut at the moment. We also have a golf course, but the golf is able to be played, although be it in social distance. But it has been a challenge. And during the lockdown, I got a little bit frustrated and thought, well, you know something? The words of survive actually mean such a lot during this pandemic, because it has all the words of encouragement and hope and people. It actually has a line, "People of the world, we shall win." And I thought, yeah, I talked to the producer, Ian Murray, and I said, why would it be a good idea to have a dance mix of Survive when we come out of lockdown, that we can all say, well, we survived, and have a good old shindig and a dance? And he got a little bit bored one day and decided to produce it. So here we have it now. Survive the Dance Mix has been born.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, I think your words are just so true. The fact, you know, you've got through breast cancer, you can get through this sort of pandemic, this lockdown, and the music, you know, if you can't go out and go to a pub, a club or whatever, you can just sit in your living room, put some music on, have a bit of a dance around, can't you?
Well, it's funny, really. Yesterday, a friend of mine actually put on my Facebook, "I've just listened to your song, Sue. I've just done my work, my housework in record time because I was dancing around." So it's obviously done the trick somewhere.
Yes, there you go. You'll be on one of those albums of housework songs. I think there is actually an album, 101 Housework Songs or something like that.
I must make sure I don't get that.
And where do you sort of see the future going? What would you like to sort of do from here then? What's next on your list?
I would love people to hear this song. I would love people to hear it because I think it will help people with their mind and focus on something else. I'd like very much for it to be the anthem of the coronavirus. I would like it to be the anthem of breast cancer. It's inspiring. I hope your listeners like this and they'll go out on iTunes and purchase it, because unless it's heard, we can't do anything. And of course the funds will be going to NHS.
Yes, and obviously that's because of the treatment, I suppose, you've had during your period with breast cancer. Do you just want to give something back to the NHS?
I certainly do. Yeah. It's a debt of gratitude that I owe them. Because having had breast cancer twice and fought it twice, we know that there are angels out there and they're in the NHS. And I can honestly say that although it's a scary thought, you have got people that want to help you, genuinely care, and that's our NHS. And we're very lucky to have it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at other countries in the world where they haven't got an NHS and you just think we're so lucky to have, you know, help and support there, you know, that we can access free of charge. It's just such a beautiful thing. And I think often we don't appreciate it as much as we should.
No, I think we don't. It's a bit taken for granted, but I think on every Thursday during the beginning of lockdown, we were all celebrating and clapping away and getting all pots and pans and making a noise. So they know that we appreciate them. And funnily enough, one of the times during the lockdown, my pal, who again, another wonderful artist, funnily enough, who comes to our hotel to entertain us, Dayton Gray, he's a Motown singer. And he actually played Survive during the clapping on that Thursday night. Oh. And the response was incredible. So it's obviously done another help to the NHS in that way too.
Absolutely. And it's just great that you're able to, you know, not only bring the song out first time round, but also to sort of, you know, give it, you know, bring it out around this time, just give people that message of hope through the COVID-19. It's been great to talk to you, Sue. Best of luck for the future and best of luck for the hotel reopening, hopefully, in the future.
Yes, fingers crossed, all is well. Thank you so much, John.
We're going to play the song now. Would you like to introduce it?
It's Sue Cressman and Survive the Dance Mix.
You've got to keep on going.